Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 59. Yep, who's this consistent queen? Who's this? So, welcome you guys to another solo episode. I kind of love these solo episodes. They're more intimate. They're like a safe space for me where I'm just alone. I get to rant about anything and everything. I get to rant. I get to express myself however I want. So welcome to episode 59, Sunday solo episodes. And where do I begin? By the way, thank you guys for the love on for the love I've received on the last video, the one for girls about girls stop doing this, that the women, the International Women's Day episode. That episode was very special. I was even saying it's one of my best episodes this year. Yeah, it's like the best episode so far. So shout out to you guys. Thank you. Keep watching the video on YouTube and subscribe, like, comment, yeah, and interact on social media. So I hope you guys are well. I don't know if you guys can hear the echo. I don't know, but I guess you can. If you're keen enough, I think you can hear that. You can feel like I'm recording in an empty room, bro. It's a long story. Just stay tuned for the story. I feel like, I don't know if you guys can hear the echo, but there's an echo because I'm recording in a new city. Like, bro, I can't even believe I'm here. Like, I'm here just sitting down on the floor, bro, recording. I'm like, how did I get here? The year is moving so fast for me. Like, bro, we're just the beginning of March and a lot has really happened. And I feel like it's a fresh start for me. This is a fresh start for me, guys. It's a big fresh start for me. It's a big decision that I really made. If you listened to the last Sunday session episode, that was episode, I think, 57. It was episode about life is too short. Yeah, bro, if you haven't listened to that episode, better go and listen to that episode before listening to this. So that episode, I was telling you guys how I have a big decision pending, something that is bugging my head, that a big decision that I really need to make, and it's like really stressing me out. I remember I told you guys. So I made the decision. I made the big decision, bro. Call me a risk taker, but I made the big decision. So I'm in Nairobi, guys. Officially, I'm in Nairobi. I got a job opportunity here in Nairobi. So I had to move from Kisumu, my lovely Kisumu, my dear Kisumu. I had to move from Kisumu to Nairobi because of the job opportunity. So I was scared, by the way. I was scared at first. Like, I'm still scared. In fact, I'm still very scared. Like, when I got the opportunity, I was like, okay, my whole life has been in Kisumu. Like, I know my way around Kisumu. Like, my entire life is in Kisumu. And then there's this great opportunity here in Nairobi that requires me to move alone. And, you know, I've never lived in Nairobi as an adult ever. So this is like a scary new beginning for me. It's a scary fresh start for me. And I was even like, I didn't even know if I wanted to share it with, if I wanted to share it with you guys, because I was like it's so scary to me. I'm not even ready to tell people. I'm not even ready to like share it with you guys. But I'm like, bro, you're not the first one to move out. Like, I'm not even the first one to move out. Like, it's not even in another country. It's just Kenya. Nairobi is just, it's not even that far from Kisumu. I'm here like maybe exaggerating my feelings of how scared I am, as if I'm moving to another country, bro. I'm just chill. I was just convincing myself, like, just chill, see. It's just Nairobi. It's just another city, not another country. So that's what I'm trying to tell myself. But I'm scared, guys. I won't lie. It's a new beginning. Yeah. So this episode is a new beginning. In fact, this episode is special because me, I'm always like, all episodes are so special. Because like everything I talk about on this podcast is always something that I'm going through, something that it's, because this podcast is about personal development. So if I don't tell you guys, like, this thing is like hitting me, like it's affecting my life in every corner. It's affecting the podcast, it's affecting my friendships, all my friends, like almost all my friends are in Kisumu. My relationships back home in Kisumu, the podcast, everything, my entire life. So it's affecting every part of my life. And I just want to share with you guys, like, it's good to have a new beginning. It's good to have a new beginning. New beginnings are necessary. Yeah, because I think we're always like, so I don't know if it's everyone, but I'm scared of change. If there's someone who's scared of change, it's me. I get so attached. In fact, I was even Googling the other day, like on TikTok, how to learn the art of detachment, because bro, I'm suffering. Me and attachment, same WhatsApp group. So I'm feeling like I'm so attached. I'm so attached to Kisumu. I'm so attached to my life back in Kisumu. I'm so attached to the friends I have in Kisumu. I'm so attached. So when I got this like information about the job opportunity, about moving here, I was like, okay. How on a scale of 1 to 10, how is this opportunity gonna change my life? I was almost fumbling. I was like, let me just stick to what I know, like stick to the norm, stick to the normal things that you're used to. I think I'm always like used to just normal things. I'm scared of change. I'm scared of people living my life. I'm scared of living other people's life, people that I'm used to having in my life. So I was really scared of this change. I was really scared of making the big move, this big move. I was really scared of sharing new people, like, oh, I was talking about moving in silence, but this is like a big transition for me, and it's a new fresh start. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start for me. And I wanted to share with you guys all the things that this baby's gone through, because it's gonna be a hell of a ride. Because as much as I'm scared about this new beginning, I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited for this new beginning. I'm looking forward to experiencing this life alone. Alone, making new connections, like making new friends, meeting new people, visiting new places, exploring. So I'm kind of so excited. As much as I'm scared, but I'm so excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm really, really excited for the future, because I was even looking at my vision board. I was like, okay, number one of my vision board was like moving out, exploring, and here I am. That was on my vision board. So she's like, what are you complaining about? So yeah, you're literally experiencing what, like, you're living in your answered prayer. So better be grateful. So I'm taking a leap of faith. Guys, pray for me. It's scary. I'm taking a leap of faith, and I'm trusting the process. I'm taking it easy on myself. And I'm excited for the future. But I'm so excited. Like, I'm seeing a lot of, like, yo, it's new. I'm in a new house. That's what I was asking you guys. Can you hear the echo? The house is empty as... I don't want to cast. The house is empty, you guys. Like, when I say it's new beginning, bro, trust me, it's really a new... It's a new beginning. Like, it's really a fresh start for me. So, yeah. I'm in Nairobi, guys. So if you're a speaker from Nairobi, yeah, hit your girl up, because I'm not looking for studios where I'll be recording my podcast. I have to set up a new team. I have to find a new videographer to help me record. I need to find editors. It's really a new beginning, man. It's really new, because I need to find a new videographer. I need to find a new editor. Like, I need a new team here in Nairobi, because, yep, a new studio and everything. So if you're listening to this and you know someone, if you know a good studio, like, that we can work together, yep, hit me up on my social media, Awinariti and us, Unspoken Podcast, KE, because I wanna take you guys back a bit to my life in Kisumu. I'm even thinking about it, and I'm like, bro, you have outgrown Kisumu, yeah. Yeah, I was born in Kisumu, by the way. I've never told you guys how I was born. Like, it was a rainy... I was born in the late 90s on a very rainy day. It was during the El Nino, yeah, in the late 90s. During the El Nino, the heavy, heavy rains. And then there's this Kamama who was heavily pregnant in the beginning of the year. That was in January, the first days of January. That Kamama was very, very pregnant. And while she was on labor and she was being taken to hospital to deliver, the child was too anxious. The child was in a hurry. This baby was in a hurry to get out to the world. And the baby couldn't even wait for the kamam, for the mom to get to hospital. So when they're on the way to the hospital, that was, there's a place, they were passing the daraja. There's a daraja there in Ahero. There's a big daraja, if you know Ahero. Yeah, there's a big daraja there in Ahero where you pass through. Yeah, on your, it's a big daraja. Down, it's a lake. It's a river, I think. Yeah, River Nyando, Kwapochini. So that's the biggest. It's a, what is a daraja in English? I don't know. Daraja. So yeah. So this kababy was in a hurry to get out even before the kamama got to hospital, that the kamama had, the mother had to deliver the baby on the daraja. On the daraja, on a rainy freaking day. In the beginning of the year, someday in January, yeah? So that kababy was so, like, was in such a hurry to get to the world. And I think that is what my life has always been about. I'm always in a hurry. I'm always like in a hurry. But I'm not like a patient person, by the way. I need to work on that. I'm not like a patient person. As much as, oh, by the way, that baby was me. In case you're wondering who that baby was, I know that kamama was. Yeah, that baby was me. Back in the 90s when I was born. I was born in a daraja. And that kamada was my late mom. In case you're wondering. So yeah. I was thinking of that story, and then I was like, because I was here meditating, how did I get here? I was like, okay, as much as I don't know if they relate, but I've always been an impatient person with life, with people, and I think I need to work on that. Even now I'm in Nairobi, I'm thinking like, okay, I need to start doing this. I need to do this. Okay, I have a lot of, if you could see my to-do list, it's packed. So I'm always that girl who is in a hurry to do everything, in a hurry with life, in a hurry with people, and I need to take things slow sometime. I need to, like, trust the process. Jeez, I need to do that. So that's what this new beginning is teaching me, like, good things take time, sis. Yeah, trust the process. Yeah, take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself. So I was born in Ahero, yeah. That was where I was born. I was born in Kisumu County. Ahero, if you, in case you don't know, Ahero is in Kisumu County. That was where I was born, in that Kadaraja. That was in the late 90s, yeah. And then I studied where? The first school I went where in kindergarten was in Ahero, somewhere in Ahero. That time we were living in Ahero. And then that's the first school I went to in nursery, in kindergarten. Then the second school was in Kisumu town. That's, what's the name of that school? Xaverian, yeah. That's the second school I went to in kindergarten, I think. Pre-unit, yep. Oh, so after that, pre-unit, I think I cleared, and then bad things happened. My mom died. I lost my mom after losing my mom. Now, a lot of things happen. I had to now come to Nairobi as a kid. That's the first time I came to Nairobi as a kid. So that's the first time I came to Nairobi. I had to move in a relative, yeah, Nairobi, somewhere in South B. That's where I lived. So I lived there, and then I went to school there. I think I joined class one. Yeah, there's a school there in Nairobi, in South Beach School, Nairobi South. That's where I did my class one and class two, yeah, I guess. And then we moved again. Yeah, I moved with another relative. That time, I was not living with my brothers, I was not living with my dad. After my mom died, like, my siblings and I were separated, and it was, like, it really affected us growing up a lot. Because when we lost our mom, my dad couldn't, like, take care of us on his own, so he had to, like, take us to live with our relatives. So yeah, from Nairobi, from South B, I moved to Kitengela. So I moved to Kitengela. That was, I don't remember the years, guys, it was so long ago. It was early 2000s, so yeah. But I just know I moved to Kitengela with another relative. That was, oh, I think it was in class 3, yeah. Though I went to Kitengela Academy. So that's where I did. I spent, I think, some years, yeah. I did some years there, yeah. Class 3, class 4, yep, and then class 5, I was shipped off to boarding school at a very tender age. In class 5, yeah, that's when I went to boarding school and started real life. So I joined boarding school in class 5. That was, I can't even forget that year. It was 2009, if I'm not wrong. That year was 2009, if I'm not wrong. 2009 was the year I joined boarding school in class 5 in a school in Western Kenya, in Mumias, bro. The things I saw in that school, I can write a whole freaking book. I can. I went to boarding. I think that's the longest I stayed in a school, because I completed my primary school there in that St. Anne's Mumias. Yeah. So from class 5 to class 8, nilipiga life uko na Waluya, bro. Nilitoka na accent and with bad eating habits. Yeah. So yeah, that was my life. That was now in Western Kenya. Yeah, from Nairobi County to Kitengela. You know, Kitengela is in Kajiado County. A lot of people think that Kitengela is in Nairobi, but it's not. It's in Kajiado. So that's Nairobi County. From Mahero, that's Kisumu County, to Nairobi County, then to Kajiado County, then to Western. Which county was that? Western. Mumias is Kakamega, if I'm not wrong. Kakamega County, yeah. That's what I did my 4 years there and finished my primary school and passed very highly, if I do say so myself. Then high school, now Kisumu. I went to Kisumu Girls, the prestigious KG. So I did my entire high school in Kisumu Girls. That was Kisumu County for 4 years. Yep. And then after I finished high school, I joined Maseno University again, Kisumu County. Yeah, I did my 5 years of my degree, my bachelor's. 5 good years nikapiga in Maseno University and passed very highly and graduated in 2022. You guys, I graduated very highly. Yeah, that was in Kisumu County. Yep. After graduating, I got my first job at a radio station in Kisumu County. You guys, are you getting this? So yeah, so basically what I'm trying to say, like, I think my whole life has been majorly in Kisumu. So for me, being here in Nairobi, like starting life here, is like, it feels like a breath of fresh air, something like that. Yeah, it feels like a breath of fresh air here in Nairobi. It feels like a new chapter for me. It feels like it's a new me. It feels like it's a new chapter, new city, new chapter, new beginning, new mindset, new focus, new start, new intentions, new goals, new results, new dreams. So like, it feels like everything's new here. So I feel like super excited. And yeah, so don't be scared for change, you guys. You guys, don't be scared for change. I hope you're not like me, because I'm someone who's like, I'm so scared of change. I'm scared of meeting new people. I'm scared of like having to now start a new norm. So yeah, but I'm accepting, because life, change is inevitable, bro. This is life. Change is inevitable. I think embracing change makes life more interesting. Like, we should not like getting used to just the normal stuff. It's too boring. Makes life too boring. So I think embracing change makes life more interesting. Makes life worth living. Having new experiences. So yeah, I'm super excited for this new beginning. I'm super excited for this new chapter. It's a new chapter for me. It's a new chapter for Unspoken, you guys. I think the content now, of course, it's not going to be different, but I hope to get those celebrities that I've always wanted to come to Kisumu to host them on my podcast. Yup, I hope I get them now that I'm in the big city, the city of dreams. So yeah, I hope. I'm wishing myself all the best in this new city. I'm really wishing myself all the best. I'm putting God first. Bro, I've prayed. I have prayed. Like, I'm just asking God for favor in this new city, favor in this with this new beginning, favor with this new fresh start. Like, I'm just asking God for favor. I'm asking God for guidance. Like, God, just guide my steps, because I don't know the next step that I'm gonna take. I don't know what I'll be doing. Like, just guide me, God. Like, that's just what I'm praying. I'm asking God for favor. I'm asking for God's guidance. I'm asking for new blessings. I'm asking for grace. So yeah, that's all. So I'm wishing myself all the best. I have a good feeling. Like, great things ahead. It's just like a feeling I have, like, great things are coming. I just feel that great things are coming. From near a new city, maybe it's gonna be a new country next time. Who knows? I'm embracing change. I'm embracing new beginnings. So yeah, so that's it. I just wanted to tell you guys, like, yeah, new beginnings are there, and it's a new beginning for me. So I'm super excited for this journey. And if you're listening to this podcast and maybe there's something you've always wanted to do. Of course, that's I think that's gonna be the quote of this podcast. If there's something you wanna do, just do it. Bro, life is too short. Life is too short. So I'm glad I took this leap of faith. I'm glad. I feel like a bird set free. Yo, have you guys listened to this Sia's song? Bad set free, yeah. That's like the song. When I came here, I was like, that's the first song I played. Like, I feel like I'm a bad set free. Like, my wings, I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to explore. That's how I'm feeling. So I'm super excited for this. And am I scared? Hell yeah. You're definitely right. Absolutely. I'm so scared. But there's that adrenaline that comes with being scared. You want to try something new when you're scared. Yeah, that's the adrenaline I have. So I'm looking forward to many opportunities here in Nairobi. I'm looking forward to big doors of opportunities opening for me here in Nairobi. I'm looking forward to making great big connections. I'm looking forward to making Unspoken more bigger, because I think Unspoken, I was at Drawn Kisumu Bana. Unspoken has outgrown Kisumu, the biggest podcast in Kisumu Western, if I do say so myself. Yeah, but it is. So I feel like I've outgrown Kisumu. I need to now spread my wings. Like I was saying, I'm a bird set free. It's time for me to spread my wings. It's time for me to spread my wings and see what other people are doing. So yeah, I'm super excited. So it's a big adjustment for Unspoken podcast. It's a big adjustment for me. It's a big adjustment for the brand. Yeah, everything. So, and I'm super excited. I think I'm headed in the right direction. I'm headed to make big moves. Yep. I'm headed to make big moves to get big bags. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So yeah, I'm going to have to stop this episode here, because when I start blabbering, you guys, you know me, but I hope you guys have learned something. And I'm welcoming you guys to my new beginning. To my new beginning. So you guys, if you're listening to this, just embrace new beginnings when they come upon you. Don't be scared of change. Change is inevitable, and you never know what's on the other side. What's manga? Oh, grass. Maybe the grass is green on the other side. Yeah, maybe the grass is green on the other side, and you just, they're taking the bare minimum on this side. So maybe don't be scared to jump on the other side. Maybe the grass is green on the other side. So I hope the grass is greener on this side in Nairobi. I hope it is. So I'm gonna have to love you and leave you guys. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode, and remember to interact with me on my social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast K and at Awino Awiti. Subscribe to YouTube, you guys. This solo episode is just gonna be audio. Yep, because the videos are so hectic, bro. They are so hectic. So yeah, this solo episode is just gonna be audio. They're just gonna be on Spotify and at other audio streaming platforms. So you guys, also follow on Spotify so that you may know when I drop these solo episodes, and subscribe on YouTube. Yeah, interact. So yep, that's it from me. I'm gonna love you and leave you, and I'm running out of breath, sorry. And so the adventure begins. Adios.